Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I have missed you guys so much. I have been traveling and doing some things, so we were repeating some of our previous shows, and thank you, thank you. I noticed that you guys took advantages of that, and I honor you and love you. But I am very excited to be back live this morning. And today we are doing a non-traditional show. You all know that I have founded the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is a nonprofit focusing on the Carmel All-Age School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. So I want you to stay tuned because after the theme song, I want to tell you something special that we are doing today. So why don't you text, tweet, and call all of your friends and invite them to come over for a very special announcement. See you later.
Some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
Yes. I am calling each and every one of you today to be a special friend, not only to me, not only to this radio show, but also to the students of the Carmel All-Age School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. Yes, that is my former elementary school. And as you know, I have formed a nonprofit that has three phases. The first phase will start on September the 1st of 2014. And the first phase of this amazing project will be to provide breakfast for the 100-plus students at the Carmel Elementary School. And thanks to a few generous donors, I think we are at 23 people. 23 amazing individuals who has helped us to raise so far $762. I honor you, and I am going to take this opportunity to name the donors, and I ask that you will applaud each and every one of them in the privacy of your home or office or wherever you're listening from. And these are the donors to date. Kathleen Cage, thank you. Judy Winslow, thank you. Carolyn Koza Scotty, thank you. Song and Suli Nonj, thank you. Keith Weish, thank you. Anthony Gardner, thank you. Donna Hunt, thank you. An anonymous donor, thank you. Jeannie Davis, thank you. Talia Stovall, thank you. Veronica Conway, thank you. James Nemley, thank you. Dolores and Grant Presley, thank you. Maevelyn Brown, thank you. Blanche Taylor, thank you. Todd Olinda Begg, thank you. C. Taylor, thank you. Rias Mobasa, thank you. K, thank you. Cynthia Thompkins, thank you. I am just so honored again, and we have Marcia Curlew, thank you. Deborah Redman, thank you. And Michael Koch, thank you. Those are our 23 donors to date, totaling a whopping $762. I tell you, I am speaking to you this morning with such gratitude in my heart for all those of you who have stepped up and believing in this mission that I am called to do. I honor and I thank all of you. And I tell you that today I am doing a traditional show, and this traditional show is to ask you, my listeners and supporters, whether you are listening live or on archive. Today is the 18th of June 2014. And I want to challenge you, my listeners, to support, help us to match what we have here. We have $762. And as I broadcast for the next 2 hours, I am watching the donation board. And as you donate, I will honor your name. So here is how you can donate directly. You can go to www.gofundme.com/#1#4#M3#8. I am encouraging you to help me raise and match what we have here already. We have $762. help us to increase this. It doesn't matter the amount you give. Go right there to the link, gofundme.com/1GM438, and donate towards the cause of the breakfast feeding program. And I want to read, for those of you who have not gone to the site, I want to read what's there on the site for you. Sometimes our past calls us back to it so that we might make a difference in the lives of the future generations who walk the same path we once walked. I grew up in Jamaica, West Indies, and went to school at the Carmel Primary School. I can recall going to school each day, and my breakfast was a piece of yam or dumpling from the previous night's dinner, heated on wood fire. My hot drink was either hot cow's milk or goat's milk, or other things, heated cane juice my father made with his wooden mill. I lost my mother when I was 13, and the Carmel School became my refuge and nurtured me through this loss. I was one of the lucky ones. At 15, I went to sit for the Jamaica local exams and finished school and moved to the United States in 1985 to continue pursuing my dreams. Through the years, my home has always been in my heart. And in 2012, when I visited my old school, my heart sank to see that many of the students arrive to school hungry each day. They sit through the morning classes with their stomachs growling, unable to concentrate and fully integrate what is being taught because their bodies need that morning nourishment. I felt deeply guided to make sure that these students were nourished. I knew that this was one difference I could make, and I told Principal Vendelin Richards that I would do whatever I could to make sure that every child would be able to begin the day nourished 5 days a week before school. The children are in such a critical time of their cognitive development. The body and brain need nourishment every day. And if a child's brain never developed fully because it didn't get the nutrients it needed early in life, the effects of hunger delays will remain for the rest of their lives. This is an opportunity to literally nourish the growing minds and bodies of the next generation. Give them a chance to reach their fullest potential. The funding will go towards the following purposes: Carmel Moravian School Breakfast Feeding Program Project. This program will create new jobs, hiring a cook who will work the breakfast program 5 days a week for 100 students from the Early Childhood Center and the elementary school. provide a hot, healthy breakfast 5 days a week for 100 children. Produce will be purchased from the local farmers, supporting the local organic farming movement. A camera will be placed in to monitor operations via the web from any location in the world. I want to just interject here because you notice that this nonprofit, the Empowering People Foundation, Inc., which is created to focus on this project, was formed back in 2012. And we were waiting to receive all the funding or as large of amount of the funding as we possibly can. However, as we wait, these children are still attending classes hungry. So I had a meeting this past Sunday the 15th, I think it was, of June 2014, with the principal and also the president of the PAR Students Association. We had a meeting and made the decision that feeding the children is very important. So instead of hiring a cook, we made the decision that we will ask 10 parents to volunteer their time to be the ones that come in and prepare the breakfast. So we'll have 2 parents per day. School is held 5 days a week. And we are going to have 2 parents each day that will come in and prepare the breakfast. As we progress with the collection of the donations and we can get someone who will cover the cost of the cook, what we will do, we will interview the pool of parents that volunteer, and we will hire the best 2 out of that pool. And we will also find other ways of acknowledging those who volunteered to help us get the project off of the ground. So that was just to clarify the section about the cook. The second phase of the project will be to work with the parents from the school. Carmel is in a farming community, and there are a lot of virgin lands there that is owned by the church, Carmel Moravian Church, and the lands have never been farmed. So it's good virgin lands. So what we are doing at this time as well is having conversation with the church about leasing the land to the parents of the school to grow crops. Each family will focus on one particular crop, and that's the crop that they will grow. As they harvest these crops, they will supply the canteen with fresh foods every 2 or 3 days, and that is what they will be using in the canteen, both for breakfast and also for lunch. As it stands right now, the cook goes to the farmer's market and buys things for the entire week. So, you know, she goes to the market on Saturday. By the time next Friday comes, the things are no longer fresh. So we will be changing all of that with a focus on having the families to grow and harvest and supply the canteen. what is going to be happening over the years. As we progress, they will have excess foods, and they are very close to Montego Bay and also Negril, and that's also White House and Savannah Lamar. Those are tourists' area. And what they can do is also to supply the hotels with the surplus of what they have. So it's going to be a revenue potential, income potential for the parents as well. We have some volunteers. We have volunteers in Hawaii who has committed to going down to help them get that aspect off of the ground. And so phase three, before I go into phase three, though, I must tell you, the little canteen that you see on the page there, that's the same little canteen that I got my lunch out of when I was going to school. And I'm going to be 67 in December. And, you know, thanks to the PAS Student Association for making that little cement walkway that the children can have a smooth path to walk on. So what you see there is the little door open where the children collect their lunches from there, and they walk back to the classroom to eat their lunch. So that the canteen has a new roof, and that new roof was put on by the PAS Student Association. And as we speak, they are finishing a building on the field. They have refurbished the field, and they now have a gorgeous field there where they can play football and everything. And it's a nice field that they can even rent out and lease out to other schools from in the area. So the PAS Student Association has been doing a phenomenal job over the many years to stay afloat. However, there is so much they can do. And I know that this is why God has called me to step up to this plate, to tap into the resources that I know, to ask for your support and your help in helping us to feed these children. And now the third phase of this project will be the building of a cafeteria. Yes, I am bold and I am saying it, to build a cafeteria so that these students will no longer have to walk from the canteen to the classroom with their meals in the rain, in the sun, and possibly falling during the rain and spilling their food. Yes, my goal and my priors and my plan is for them to have a cafeteria that they can enjoy fellowship, socializing, and making new friends in that cafeteria. So that is the third phase of the program. So please, will you help these children? Give them the chance to develop and to succeed. Help us to nourish these growing minds, nourish their future, and their empowerment will start here. There are different levels of donation that you can do. Well, every little bit helps. Every little bit helps. And you can start from as low as $5. And as you are listening to me right now, if you only have $2.50, get on the phone, call somebody else. Or I know a lot of you listen from work. Why don't you just take a quick 5 minutes and go to all the people in all the cubicles and ask them if they can give $1 or $2 or 50 cents, whatever they can give, towards feeding some hungry children in Jamaica. And when you collect that amount of money, I want you to go to www.gofundme.com/1G4M38, and you post that donation there. As you post the donation, I will see it because I'm actually on the page monitoring the donation. We started off the day before I signed on to start the show today, we had $742. And I sent an email, I sent a Facebook message to an amazing woman to ask for her support in helping me get the word out. And not only did she help me to get the word out, she went ahead and posted a donation. So I want to thank Kathleen Cage for starting us off this morning. So this is your opportunity to follow suit. As you go there on the page, you'll see the school building, school buildings, and you will also see the canteen on the page. So call in. The number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And for those of you in the chat room, you want to make a donation and you want to not go to the link, I can just write the address to mail your donation to in the box. So I want to encourage you to help us make a difference in the Jamaica West Indies, in the life of the children. I tell you, I know that the universe does not call you to do anything that it will not supply all the resources. So, you know, whatever happens on September the 1st, we will be launching, the Breakfast Feeding Program. So far, our numbers lay at $762. Call in 646-915. Let us know what you can help us with to change this number. This show today is dedicated to the Breakfast Feeding Program. I know that we are making a difference in your lives each and every day. So why don't you help us to make a difference in the lives of the students at the Carmel All-Age School? So now, I challenge you to say yes.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really need, would your heart and soul say yes? Now will your heart and soul say yes? Yes. Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of thee. Will your heart and soul say yes? Will your heart and soul say yes? Yeah. Will your spirit still say yes? If I told you what I really need from thee, would your heart and soul say yes? So just say
yes.
Open up your
heart
and tell the Lord yes.
My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there is more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my will. He said, seek my face. He says, seek my face. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice. He says, hear my voice, hear my voice, hear my voice. The day you hear my voice, harden not your heart. I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you higher. So much more. So much more. So let your heart and soul say yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, I know that you are hearing the voice to say yes, and it doesn't matter the amount. I want you to be obedient in saying yes and donate to the Breakfast Feeding Program by visiting www.gofundme.com/1G 4M38. The number stands at 762 dollars. Our launch date for this program to start the breakfast, to start serving the breakfast, will be September 1st, 2014. We need your support in whatever way you can, whether you're willing to go down and help us start serving the breakfast and help us to create some marketing material, or you want to give funds, whatever you want to do, you want to p- put up the funds that say, here, we wanted to have one cook and we want to pay for that. We want to give money towards getting some seeds for the produce and the material that we use to do the farming. What it is you're called to do. I know that each and every one of you, you are called to do something. And whatever that something is, I want you to help support us in getting this breakfast feeding program up and running. No amount is too small, and no amount is too great. Every little bit helps. Every little bit. It does not matter what it is you can afford to give. I am reaching out to you on behalf of those students at the Carmel Elementary School in Jamaica, West Indies. You know, so far we have 23 brave souls who have stepped up in helping us to raise $762. Help us change this number. We thank you for your support. I see someone just I think someone just donated on the page. I'm trying to get back to the page here. I am multitasking, which is not something that I do very well, but I think someone just donated $7. I think I'm getting back to the page to see that. So again, the phone lines are open 646-915-8166, 646-915-8166. So I want for you to okay, I thought I saw an announcement that somebody donated here. I didn't see it show on the page yet. I will see when it came through. I got an announcement, I think. But so if that is indeed correct, we will see the reflection on the page. And then we will take it from there. So I want to encourage you to call everybody you know. Put the link on your social media for us. Again, the link is, those of you in the chat room, you'll see there, www.gofundme.com. /1G4M38, 1G4M38, and that's where you can donate for the breakfast feeding program. So I want to encourage you to just stop by there and support us in whatever way that you can. Every little bit will help us. You know, it doesn't matter. If you can give $5, give $5. You can give more than $5, do that. All right? So we'll keep some music playing while we wait for your call coming in to us. And I'm just going to play some
it's
songs.
It's about
here.
That time again. Can somebody say with me tonight, show me your glory. That's what we want tonight. We want to enter into the glory. As I just said, we're here to praise and we're here to worship God. But we're here to enter into the very presence and the glory of God. We say tonight, great is the Lord. 1 Chronicles 16:25 declare his greatness, for it says, great is the Lord and most worthy of our praise. Psalms 48:1 says, great is the Lord in the city of our God and his holy nation. But one of my favorites is Psalms 99:2 says, great is the Lord. He is exalted above all the nations. And all the nations declare his glory. Oh, if the Brazilians were here tonight, they would say, grande es, Señor. If the Nigerians were here tonight, they would say, Oluwa tobi loba. If the French were here tonight, they would say, grande es de la Señor. If the Spanish were here, they would say, grande es a Señor. If Germans were here tonight, they would say, ich der Lobgrob. If the Italians were here, they would say, grande a il Signore. If the Dutch were here, they would say, Groot is Lord. In every language, in every tongue, in every culture, in every country, it's still the same. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. And worthy is his name. Get ready now as Shekinah glory leads us into the glory.
All right. So, you know, we are given praises. We are given praises. And, you know, just a note to my Facebook supporters and followers. I appreciate when you like the page or you like the post that I put out about the program. However, I want to challenge you to step it up a notch. Step it up a notch and go to the link, GoFundMe.com. And give us a donation, regardless of what it is. Step it up a notch. Although we appreciate the thanks, we appreciate the likes and everything, we want to just encourage you to go to the link and support. Help us increase the numbers today. Help us to do that. The link again is GoFundMe.com/1G4M1G4M38. So just go there and help and donate towards the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel Elementary School in Jamaica, West Indies. Help us. Listen, you never know. You might be helping to provide nutrition for the next prime minister on the island. Or we are living in a global world right now. One of the child that you help to provide breakfast for might be one of the top medical people who has pursued a career that has helped them to study in an area that they're going to develop a research that cures some diseases. We never know. When we are planting seeds, we never know the impact we are going to make in the lives of others. So, you and I, we can only do our best and leave the rest up to the universe. Okay? That's all we can do. Do our best and leave the rest to the universe. And I know my best is not your best, and your best is not my best. And all I am asking for is for you to do your best. Do your best and help us to make a difference in the lives of these children. You know, even we as adults look on our lives each morning. You know, there are a lot of people who are going to work, and where's the first place they pull up at? They pull up at that place that they get their coffee and they get their bagel or they get their egg sandwich or whatever. Nobody, doesn't matter how old you are, we are not comfortable going without breakfast. There are some people who make the choices that they are going to have their green juice or smoothie for their breakfast. Others will go to a diner, have a continental breakfast. There are others who will go to a diner and have egg over easy with pancakes and sausage and hash browns. Listen, I want you to realize that there are some children in other parts of the world who does not have that luxury of having such a wide variety of things that they can indulge themselves with for breakfast. And this is what we want to do for them. I tell you, their little stomachs are going to welcome the hot breakfast. They are going to learn. People's reading level is going to go up. Everything is going to improve with these children because their brains will be getting the right nutritional requirements that is needed. I cannot do it alone. I can stand at the front of the line and I can keep reaching out to each and every one of you. And I know that each and every one of you, each person knows somebody. And I want for you to reach out and help me make this happen. Yes, we are at a whopping $762. What can you do to help us make the difference? What are you willing to do to help us change this number? Yes, you can do it. Whatever it is that you have, we ask that you help us out. All right? So we are just going to be playing a song of one of my favorite artists, Bethany Schmidt. And as I play that song, I want you to go to thegofundme.com. /1G4M38 and give us your donation. More is the name of this song.
Need your
All right. So, you know, we want more. Thank you, Bethany, for, you know, for that amazing music. And the children really want more. They want more nutrition. They want more food in their stomach. And we are depending on you. And I want to read off the different levels here that we have. And we start off with $5. And for your $5 donation, you get a big old smile. For $10, we thank you for your support. And for $15, we send you an online thank you note. For $25, you get a Jamaican postcard. And that, the $5 level is a contributor. The $10 level is a blessing. The $15 level is a supporter. The $25 level is a beach bomb. And the $30 level is a sugarcane level. And you, for the $50 level, you are a coconut, Jamaican coconut water. Woo! And for level, the 55 is that level, if you donate 55, you are feeding 13 children. So that's 13 breakfasts for one day. For the $60 level, that's a mango tree level. $100, you're a donor. You get a handwritten note. And for the $180 level, that's known as Kilmarnock. And for that level, you get a T-shirt. We haven't gotten the T-shirts yet, but that's what you will get once we get this off and running. And for a $100, you are a donor. You get a handwritten note. I think I said that already. For $250, you are in the level of Bronte. You will get a Jamaican rum punch recipe. And $300, that's Bog. And you, in this level, you get a small Jamaican flag. And for $400, that is Carmel. In this level, you'll get a favorite Jamaican recipe. For those of you who know me, you know I know how to cook. So you're going to be getting recipes from me. And for $500, that's Painstown. And you can get a photo of the students at the school. And $1,000 is Island Sun. And you will, this level, you get a photo of me, an autograph photo of the founder. And for $5,000, that is a Negril level. And you get get your picture and name and photo on the website of the Empowering People Foundation. For $10,000 donation, that's the founding member level. And for this level, you get to be on the advisory board. For $15,000, that's a corporate donor. You also get to be on the advisory board. And for $25,000, that category is the cafeteria building fund. And you or your organization will get plaque acknowledging you for that, and also a representative on the board and also on the advisory board. So those are the levels, and I am sure there is something there for everyone. If you are saying, well, oh, why didn't she start lower than $5? All you need to do is to find someone else who can help you to add to what you have to make it $5. So there you got it. We just list out all of the different categories that you can donate in. And I know you heard something that will tickle your fancy, and I look forward to hearing from you right now. The number to call to pledge your donation is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166 is the number you can call to pledge your donation to the Breakfast Feeding Program at the Carmel All-Age School. So I want to play some more for you as the phones ring off the hook. Get them ringing right now. For those who are listening and you're at work, you cannot call in. Go directly to GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. GoFundMe.com/1G4M38 and place your donation for the Breakfast Feeding Program. Yes, yes, yes. I'm committed to pouring out every part of who I am into the success of this breakfast feeding program. I ask for a few courageous people who want to stand on either side of me, to me, when I might get weak, when I might get tired, but I will never get discouraged. So I ask that you donate today by visiting www.gofundme.com/1G4M38. Share that link with all the people you know and help us to increase the funds. Right now we are at $762. We have 46 minutes and 40 seconds remaining on this board. I am asking for your support. I need you. The students need you. So we ask that you step up and help us make this happen. I want to ask you a question. I want you right now to take a deep breath and think back as a child in the early ages, wherever you are from over the world. I want you to think back on the days when you were a child and on the mornings when you were going to school. I ask you this question. Have you ever gone to school hungry? And if your answer is no, I said blessings to you, because there are many of us who, had it not been for the grace of God, we would not have made it into adulthood because our circumstances were not the best. So if you were ever in that position, you can relate to the pupils at this school, the Carmel All-Age School in Jamaica, West Indies. You can relate to them if you, at any time of your life, whether as children or as adults, if you have ever been hungry, you know what it feels like. So if you are listening to the sound of my voice right now, we have 44 minutes remaining on this broadcast. If you have ever been hungry any day of your life, I want you to call me right now and let's talk about what that felt like. I know that I've been hungry many, many times in my life. It's not a good feeling. Sometimes you're hungry, you feel faint, you get dizzy, your knees are weak, you have no energy, you're lethargic. And the list goes on and on and on. So if you have ever had that experience, you know firsthand what these children are going through. So I challenge you to help me to make a difference in the lives of these children. Reach out, donate $5 towards the breakfast feeding program. $5 will be able to feed three children one morning. So why don't you make the commitment right now that you are going to help us make a difference in the lives of these amazing, amazing children.
Lord, I give you
my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone. Every breath I take,
every moment I'm
away.
Have your way.
Lord, have your way.
Lord, I give you.
California, Northern California, and I've seen the San Francisco Bridge. I've been to Southern California, and I've seen the rich estates of Beverly Hills. I've been to Colorado, and I've seen the snow-capped mountains of Colorado. I've been to Arizona. I've seen the Arizona desert. I've been to the East Coast. I've seen where the Twin Towers were in New York City. I live in Texas, so I've seen the Alamo. I've been to Trinidad, Tobago. I've seen the beautiful beaches of Trinidad, Tobago. I've been to Amsterdam in Europe. You know, Pastor, I've seen a lot of things. But I have never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread.
Lord, I give you. I give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
Yes, you know, we are all called in this world to make a difference. You know, we hear people talk about ministries and all of that. And, you know, this is one of my ministries. So I ask that you support in getting this done. So visit GoFundMe.com/1G4M38 and donate towards the breakfast feeding program. The students and at the Carmel Early Childhood Education and All Age School, they are depending on you. They are depending on you. I tell you, without you, we cannot make this happen. So every dollar that you give us is going to be able to get some hot breakfast in the stomach of these children. Children want to learn. However, they cannot learn if they are hungry. Just like you and I, we cannot learn when, we cannot work when we are hungry. It's the same thing with these children. They cannot learn. They cannot learn. So, we need your help in making this happen. So, I ask each and every one of you, if it's only $5 that you can give, I want to welcome guest 4, guest 242 to the show, guest 219, and guest 208. Support our cause to get a hot breakfast in the stomach of these children. Listen, you will be happy you did, because as the program grows over the years and as you admire these children graduate and move into their vocation of choice, you can be proud to say, I am one of the people who helped them to survive those early years of their lives when they were hungry, they didn't have any food. You know, I am one of the persons that helped them to get a breakfast into their stomach. Listen. Help us make history. Help us to create this legacy. All we are asking is that you help us to implement it, and the universe will sustain it over the years. The universe will definitely sustain it. So why don't you help us change this number? The number is at $762. You know, I was praying that we could even, you know, put a little dent in this number here today. However, no one has called yet. You can call 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And that's the number you can call to support the breakfast feeding program. Okay? So, we have 34 minutes remaining. So, we are asking for your support. Help us to add something to this number here this morning. Increase this number before we get off the air this morning. So go to gofundme.com/1G4M38. We ask that you stop by that link and help us change this number before we end the broadcast today. All right? It doesn't matter the amount you give. Okay, we ask that you help us to change this number. All right? Again, the number is, the link is gofundme.com/1G4M38. That's the number. I was just reading something that that someone wrote in the chat room. So excuse me for being kind of distracted. So it's sometimes it's challenging managing the phones, the switchboard, the chat room, and everything. So we just ask that you go to GoFundMe.com, GoFundMe.com. And support us there. We really, really need, we really, really need your support. So we ask that, again, thank you for liking the page. However, we need your donation. We need your donations. All right? We need your donation, so stop by there and support us at the breakfast feeding program for the Carmel Moravian All-Age School. Right now we are at $762, and I'm reaching out to you to help us change this number. Thanks to the amazing 23 people who has helped us to raise these numbers. Again, I am going to tell you who they are. And we're going to start from the beginning. So my first donor was Michael Koch. Thank you so much. Debbie Redmond, thank you. Marcia Curlew, thank you. And then we go forward. We have Cynthia Tompkins, thank you. We have Kay, thank you. We have Reyes Mabasa, thank you. We have C. Taylor, thank you. Olinda Begg, thank you. Blanche Taylor, thank you. Mavlin Brown, thank you. Dolores and Grant Presley, thank you guys very much. James Nemley, thank you. Veronica Conway, thank you. And we are continuing. Veronica Conway, thank you. Then we have Talia Stovall, thank you. Then we have Jeannie Davis, thank you. Then we have anonymous donor of $25, thank you. Donna Hunt, thank you. Anthony Gardner, thank you. Keith Weiss. Song and Suli Norjeng, thank you. And Caroline Cozy Scotty, thank you. Judy Winslow, thank you. And Kathleen Cage, thank you. Those are our amazing 23 donors who have stepped up to the plate to help us get this breakfast feeding program off the ground. And I am telling you, we are committed to starting with what we have, because we have waited for quite a few months to pull more funds in, and it has not happened. So we are just going to step out in faith and start with the funds we have. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, we have asked the principal to get 10 parents who will volunteer to cook the breakfast for us, because right now cannot afford to pay a cook out of the $762. We want to use this to provide the breakfast. So What better way than to have the parents coming out and to volunteer and to provide the breakfast for the children of the school? So I want to ask for your continuous support and prayers in giving them a willing heart to stepping up and want to do something, to just step up and know that this is for their well-being and this is for their children to get a nutritional meal. And one of our wish list items is to get someone who will offset the cost of the salary and wages for the cook and the assistant cook. So if you are listening and you want to do that, we honor you and we thank you in advance. So I want to give people my email as well. DynamicDaphne1@gmail.com, and it's DynamicDaphne1, the number one, at gmail.com. And if you don't want to donate online and you want to mail a check, send me an email there, and I will tell you how to mail the check. You can make the check out to the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. The Empowering People Foundation, Inc. That is the name of the nonprofit that was created for this program. So if you are any service club member, Lions, Rotary, JCs, Kiwanis, whatever, and you are listening and you want to help us and support us, we ask that you do so by donating to the breakfast feeding program and help us to meet our goal to start on the 1st of September 2014 will be the first day when we serve hot breakfast at the Carmel All-Age School in Westmoreland, Jamaica, West Indies. So we have 25 minutes remaining, and I know there's a lot of phone calls and commitment we can get in this short 25 minutes. So I am calling out to you once again to just help us out here. Donate something. Help us change this figure from 762. 762 is where we are still standing at. And I know with your support, if you call in with your $5, we can change this number before the end of the broadcast. So I want you to call in 646-915-8166. All right?
With love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
mountains and the sea. Your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down.
I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love.
Mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down.
I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
And you know, I can honestly sing of the love and give thanks and praise, because I too grew up in Jamaica, and had it not been for the creativity of my mother, I did not go to school hungry, because whatever she made for dinner the night before, something would be saved that would be heated on the coal from the wood fire, that I would go to school with something in my stomach. However, it is not the same way for these children now going to the same school. So I can say I feel their pain, and that's why I am reaching out to each and every one of you to support this cause of helping us to provide breakfast for the students at the Carmel All-Age School. You know, my father was a farmer, and, you know, whether it was yam, dasheen, dumpling, whatever it was, my mother would take some and she would put it aside for tomorrow morning's breakfast, because I was going to go to school, and she was not going to be sending me to school hungry. However, that was back in the 40s, in, you know, 1947 is when I was born. So it's in those early ages, you know. The parents aren't the same thing type of people anymore. They are more modern now, and everybody have a cell phone, and nobody wants to till the soil and want to do the hard work and all of that. So with that being said, a lot of the children now are going to school hungry, because the parents have to depend on those who go to the farmers market to get the things to give to their family. And quite frankly, a lot of them, they do not have the money to do that. You know, so I think we can say, thank God they're sending the children to school. But how can you learn if you are hungry? You and I know that it doesn't happen. You know, when people in America is going to work in the morning, they stop to grab the coffee and their donuts or bagels, and they make sure they bring it for the co-workers too. You know, they stop at the gas station, at the snack counter, they get an egg sandwich and they get their coffee. And that's just the way that adults are wired here. Some go to proper diner and they order, they have a choice of eggs and sausage and hash brown. Some have pancake with strawberries or blueberries and all of that stuff. Think about a child in Jamaica, West Indies, who do not have these luxuries and these choices of getting something warm in their stomach. How does that make you feel? Does it make you feel concerned enough to make a commitment, to make a donation, to provide a hot breakfast? It might be a bowl of oatmeal. It might be a bowl of banana porridge, cornmeal porridge, rice porridge. What is it? Sometimes it might be ackee and saltfish and boiled banana. It can be fried plantain. It can be fried dumplings. What is it? Help us make a difference. $5 covers 3 breakfasts each morning. So, can you give 6 breakfasts? Can you give 10, 15? How much breakfast can you provide? I want you to visit the page at GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. GoFundMe.com/1G4M38 and share this link with all of your supporters and friends. All right? Just check that out and share with people. Our launch date will be the first Monday in September. That is actually September the 1st. And that's when we are going to be serving the first hot breakfast to the children. Many of you have expressed interest in going down. I wanted to reach out by messaging me here on the radio, or you can send me a message on Facebook or call me on the telephone, 203-794-6208, so we can work out all of the details in us getting to Jamaica. So the funds are still laying at, still sitting and standing at $762. We have 15 minutes remaining on this broadcast today. Will you consider donating something? Help us reach to $780. If that's the best you can do, I am thankful. And the children will be thankful. They will be also grateful to see that somebody believes in them, that they deserve saving. Somebody believes in them, that they are going to be productive adults. Somebody believes in them that they need to learn in order to make a difference and an impact in the lives of their other people there at the school. So, listen, this is your opportunity. If you have not yet done so, call right now. We have 13 minutes remaining. Call right now, 646-915-8166. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the breakfast feeding program at the Carmel All-Age School in Jamaica, West Indies. We have 13 minutes for you to call in and help us change these numbers from $762 to a greater amount, whatever that amount is. I need your support. So call right now or go directly to GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. And that is where you can donate toward the breakfast feeding program. And as you look through the different levels of donations, if you find yourself in a position where you can make a commitment and give an extremely large donation, we honor you and we thank you for that. The Empowering People Foundation, Inc. is a nonprofit, so everything that you give, you can write off. However, most importantly, I want to ask you to keep the project in your prayers and help us enhance the lives of these students. We never know who is sitting in that classroom. It could be a commissioner of police. It could be a chief cardiac surgeon. It could be an officer in the army. It could be one of the most successful entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs the world has seen. It could be a great doctor. It could be a research scientist who discover the cure for diseases. And the list goes on and on. Could be a minister who has founded a mega church that can help people to impact and live better lives. It can be one of the best fathers or mothers to future children. We never know who we are investing in. And for that reason, I encourage you to once again visit GoFundMe.com/1G4M38. We want you to visit that link right now, whether you're listening on archive or on the live call here. We have 10 minutes remaining. I am asking you, help us to change this number today. We are still sitting at $762. What can you do to make a difference? Ask yourself the question, am I going to let Daphne get off that phone today without reaching out and make a donation? Are you comfortable with that? Is honestly and truly, is that what you want to do? Or are you going to step up and be bold and make a donation? The amount does not matter. What matters is that you realize the importance of feeding these children and getting a hot breakfast into their stomachs. You and I know what it feels like when one is hungry. You know what takes place when people are hungry. We can make a difference, so let us collaboratively come together and make a difference in the lives of these children at the Carmel Elementary School. I honor you, and besides your donation, I ask for your continuous prayers, prayer for wisdom and insight in the directions to go. In the coming months ahead, we will be doing fundraisers, and if you are local, you're going to be able to attend and support us. And for those of you who are globally and internationally, we will tell you how to get access to the fundraisers and things that we are doing. I'm going to be quite honest to you guys. You know, I'm being honest because I am not one to camouflage what the truth is. I am greatly disappointed that no one found this project worthy enough of calling in to make a donation of $5. No one out of all of those supporters I have on Facebook and everywhere else, no one has stepped up, no one has called to say that I am going to make a donation. So I want to just thank again those 23 people who believe in what we are doing here and has not only liked the page, but they went ahead and donate. So for those of you who will donate after I get off the phone by going to gofundme.com/1G4M38. For those of you who goes directly there and you are you donate, I will be sure to acknowledge you live on the air the next time I am on. I am going to make this regular, and I'm going to be making regular announcements of a pool of people that support the breakfast feeding program. I honor you. I thank each and every one of you for supporting the cause. For those of you who were comfortable enough in sharing the link with your supporters and resources, I thank you very much. And for those of you who have not yet shared it, would you be kind enough to do so? The link is gofundme.com/1G4M38. gofundme.com/1G4M38. That's the link that you can go and support the breakfast feeding program. So long. I will see you guys again on Monday. Again, I'm being honest. I'm telling you guys, I am disappointed that no one has called in to support what I am doing. I have vested many on this platform, giving of my service all these many years. I have just stepped into 7 years. I have never asked any of you guys to spend any money. And no one saw it fit to support the breakfast feeding program. However, you are welcome to go directly to the link at gofundme.com/1G4M38. Thank you for your upcoming support, and stay blessed. I honor you in spite of. Let's hope that you will find it in your heart to support this program at a later date. Love you.
Place you've called me. call it destiny, will you let me know? What's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart?
I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this.
Thank you for showing me and directing me.
Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it.
Tell the Lord thank you
for showing me,
hallelujah,
and directing me, speak to it,
my destiny.
Come on, you declare it to the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny.
My destiny.
I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with this name. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with this name. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit? Tell the Lord. Hallelujah. For showing.
Showing me.
I can sense my way through and directing
me.
I can almost see the breaking of day. It's destiny.
Then
I know what I know, what I know, what I'm here for. Oh, yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing
me.
Hallelujah. To my destiny. Hallelujah, I know what I'm here for, yeah. He's a mighty God. He's a great God. He's a strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now.